Today we're interviewing Edith Smiley. She lives at Pleasant Valley Lodge in room 240. Her husband's name is James Hughes Smiley. She was born in a small...
Homesteader's house
near Consort, Alberta. Her birthday is March 31, 1916, and she just turned 100 years old. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her life. And I'll leave it up to you now, Derry. You can tell us what you'd like.
I was one of a family of seven. I was the fifth one. We lived on a farm. We were always busy with farm things. I went to a country school. We drove a horse, and we, in the summertime, we had a buggy. In the winter, we had a sleigh, and we were 2.5 miles from school.
And how big a school was it there?
It was Loyola School, grades 1-8.
So about how many kids would that be?
How many children in school?
Yeah.
Oh, they were small schools. We might not have any more than 20.
With probably one teacher then.
Even one teacher.
Well, let's talk about were you on any sports teams, or did you play baseball or soccer or anything like that?
We played basketball in those days. The girls played basketball. The boys at school played softball.
I see.
But we had a basketball court, and we played. And we sometimes went to adjoining schools and had a tournament.
That sounds like fun. Mm. Yeah, so that's good. So how? Where did you meet your husband?
I met him when I was teaching school at Monitor, Alberta. He was from a homestead out. His parents had a homestead out of Monitor. But he was working for a farmer that lived not far from the school. I was teaching at Basin Lake. And he used to come up to the teacher sometimes, and when we had softball games or something. That's where I met my husband, when he would come up from another farm where he was working. He'd come up to the school. He sometimes would bring us an extra saddle horse and we'd go riding.
Oh, nice.
So that was fun. We used to ride into town, which was quite a ways to Monitor from Basin Lake School. But I had a sister in Monitor, so we used to ride into town sometimes.
So how long would that take you to get there on a horse?
On a horse, well, let's see, about how many miles would that be? 10 miles? It wouldn't take us very long, because the horses would really run if we let them.
So, and you taught grades, so you taught grades 1 to 12?
1 to 8.
So I bet you have some interesting school stories, if you're like me.
Well, we used to have a school picnic every year. The community would come in, and we'd have lunch, have games, softball games and lunch at the school picnics. Actually, it was hard times there, and sometimes the army worms went through. That wasn't very nice when the country was filled with these army worms crawling around.
What are army worms?
They're little crawly worms that take over the trees and eat all the leaves. And
I see.
Sometimes the army worms went through.
And hard on the crops, no doubt.
Yeah, they were bad.
Yeah. Would your mom and dad were farmers?
Yes. Well, Monitor was a long ways from my parents. It was 20 miles or more. So they didn't have them at my parents. But they went through the schoolyard, I can remember, and they'd come to the house and climb up, and of course they'd fall down, and pretty soon you look and here is all these worms. Army worm. And sometimes it would be windy, and the weeds, the tumbleweeds, would come over the ground and pile up against the fence. And when the tumbleweeds would pile up high enough, they'd go over the top, and they'd be, the wind would be blowing the tumbleweeds. That was not a very good part of the country.
So what was your favorite memory about your sisters or brothers?
Oh, I was the fifth of seven. We got along good together. We always had each other to play games or whatever. But we were usually pretty busy. We didn't have time to play. We had, on the farm, we had cows to milk and chores to do. And we didn't have much time for playing, but...
So playing and studying for school, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good life.
And can you tell me about the neighbors you had?
Our neighbors, I think the closest was a mile away. I can remember our dog used to go over to their place, and they didn't like that. And we lived near the railway track. The railway track and then the highway on the other side. But one day our dog went over there, and the boys there tin canned him, if you've ever heard of that.
No, I haven't.
They tied tin cans to his tail and sent him home, and he come down the railway track with these tin cans hitting the rails. And
oh, that's just mean.
That made him stay home.
It worked, did it?
Well, it made him stay home. They didn't want our dog over at their place.
Dogs can be a little bit challenging.
Yeah, well, this one wouldn't stay home, and they didn't want it over there. So that cured it.
Yeah.
They tin canned it, and it came home down the railway track yelping, and I think it stayed home after that.
And what kind of dog was that?
Oh, it was a German Shepherd. It was just a farm dog.
So a big dog, though?
Middle-sized. It wasn't a real big dog.
Oh, okay.
Middle-sized. Farm dog. Yeah, it was good for cattle going... Helping when you go for the cattle, the dog would go with you and keep the cattle all together. And
so did you have any close calls with wild animals and stuff like that?
There were some around, but there were coyotes around, and there were other animals too, but coyotes would come and get the chickens if they could. And so the turkeys were the worst, because the turkeys would wander, and if they got away, the coyotes would get them.
So was that before phones? Before telephone?
Well, to begin with, they got the barbed wire telephone. Did you ever hear of that?
No.
They had the phone on the fence. They had phones on the fence. They called it the barbed wire phones. And we were all connected. So if the phone rang, well, our neighbors could listen in if they wanted to. It was all connected.
Nope.
The phone was on the barbed wire, down the barbed wire fence.
No privacy, eh?
No. They could, the neighbors, if the phone rang and they were curious, they'd listen in, see what was new.
Yeah. So did you get a lot of use out of the phone? Could you call your
phone? It was useful, yes. It could be useful in time of emergency, or, you know, it was good to have a phone.
So did you have police back then, and fire trucks? And
the police and fire. Well, if there was a fire, the farmers would go, and if it was something that they could do to stop the fire, like sometimes there'd be a prairie fire, and the neighbors would all get together and stop it. They'd have water, and they'd get out and fight it.
I imagine that was probably by a bucket.
Yeah.
Bucket by bucket.
They'd get tanks of water, and they'd get gunny sacks or something and stop the fire if it was going on the prairie.
So can you remember the police getting involved in anything back then?
The police, so they check things.
Did you have sheriffs or constables or RCMP, was it? Or?
Well, I guess they were there in need if they were needed. I can't remember getting involved with them.
So it was nice and quiet.
I can't remember getting involved with them, but I think they were there in town if they were in need.
And how big was your house?
My house on the farm? Well, the one I was born in just had two rooms and an attic upstairs.
For seven kids?
Well, I was the fifth, I think. By the time the other two, we had a bigger house. Yeah, I was the fifth. I was born in that. It was two rooms downstairs and an attic upstairs. That was the house I was born in, and I was the fifth. But they enlarged the house, made it twice as big.
Oh, they built onto it.
Built onto it and made it twice as big. And upstairs, instead of just an attic, it was an upstairs.
That must have made a big difference.
Oh, big difference, yeah.
But you didn't probably have a room of your own.
No, I shared with my sisters.
Yeah.
So we had one end of the upstairs and the boys had the other end of the upstairs.
And mom and dad downstairs?
And mom and dad downstairs. They had a bedroom downstairs. The first, before we enlarged the house, to get upstairs, we climbed a ladder. But when they enlarged the house, they made stairs. They had a stairway up. But I can remember a little kid climbing that ladder. And we got used to it.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that nowadays, would they? No, nowadays they think it's too dangerous, probably.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. No, we climbed a ladder and...
And did you get to see your grandparents at all?
No, we were the only relatives in Canada.
Oh, where
they were from Kansas, in the States, Kansas.
Oh.
Mother and Dad came up from Kansas, and we were the only relatives in Canada. So, but we did go down one Christmas when we were small. Mother took three of us down to visit, and so I got to meet both grandparents. They were in the same town in Kansas. But otherwise, we had no relatives in Canada.
No relatives, but a pretty big family.
Well, there were seven to
end up. Seven kids and two parents.
Yeah.
So almost
yeah.
10 altogether.
Well, there were five of us, and then later on, Mom and Dad decided to have two more, so I had two younger sisters. I've got all the pictures in my book there.
So, but I bet you that you got some interesting stories about school.
School? Well, we were about 2.5 miles from school, and it was a one-room school, grades 1 to 8,
mm-hmm.
And we always had a horse or horses to go to school. Some children walked, but we were lucky. We always had horses, ponies. We had ponies, and if it was too muddy for the buggy, we could ride horseback. Or if it was too much snow, well, I think we could usually get through somehow. They didn't clean the roads like they do now. The cars at that time, when snow came, they put the cars in the shed and put them up on blocks. And they didn't keep the roads open at all, not for cars.
Did they have rubber wheels then or not?
On the cars?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they had tires.
They had tires still, okay.
Yeah, but they'd put them up on blocks. And then in the spring, when the snow was gone, they'd put them down on the ground again and pump up some air in the tires.
And off they go.
Away they can go, yeah.
Big changes over the years, eh? Mm-hmm. Wow. And now they have phones.
And they wouldn't have license there. They could send in their car license, and get a refund. And then during the months they didn't use the car, they didn't have a license. In the spring they'd have to get their license again for the cars.
So did you learn how to drive the car?
I was the fifth one. I didn't get behind the wheel.
No?
Didn't get my turn. I learned to drive when I was 50 years old, I think.
Oh, quite a bit later. Yes. So how was the school heated?
Heated with coal, wood. They would get coal. The railway was there, and they'd get carloads of coal, and the people would get the coal and get their bins filled up. Or sometimes somebody would haul the coal for you. They had to go to, where did they go for coal? They had to go, I don't know what town. It was quite a ways anyway. I forget.
And you heated your house that way too, did you?
We heated the house with coal or wood. But we lived near the railway track. And when they put in new tires, there was all this wood. Okay. Old ties.
Oh, railroad ties.
Railroad ties.
Right.
And Dad would get the railway ties free for plowing the fire yard. They had to have a fire guard along the side of the railway track.
Oh.
So he would plow the fire guard, and he got all the ties.
Railroad ties.
Railway ties. Sure. He got those free. And that was our wood, because on the prairie there was no trees. Yeah. They had to go up in the hills to get enough for fence posts, to make their own fence posts.
Right. So you had a lot of animals on the farm, did you?
Oh, we always had cattle and horses. They did their work with horses then, and we always had cattle and horses and pigs, chickens.
Cattle, horses, turkeys. Pigs, and chickens. That's a lot of different animals. So how many cows would you have?
We would be milking maybe four or more.
Four or more? And how many pigs would you have?
Well, they would only have one litter. They didn't have a lot of pigs. One litter. One sow might have six pigs.
Okay. And was that mostly for... I hate to say it, well, but they that sell was mostly for
They
for
would
meat.
Butcher one, and they would yeah. sell the rest.
So they raised that for meat. And then the chickens, of course, were for eggs, I guess.
Yeah. And we ate chickens, too. Yeah, chickens yeah. for eggs. Yeah, I remember when my sister and I were young, sometimes there'd be a litter of pigs, and one would be too small, and it would be pushed out. And
the runt of the litter.
You know, the runt, and they sure. gave us the runt. So we would feed it at the house. When it got hungry, it'd come squealing at the house. So we'd go out and feed it milk. It was all it could drink.
That's cute.
And that was our pig. And then when they sold it, we got the money, that my sister and I. So that was our spending money.
Was it hard to sell it?
Oh, no, you could sell them.
No, I mean, I'm sure you could sell it, but was it hard to... It was almost, wouldn't it be kind of like a pet?
Oh, to get rid of our pig.
Yeah.
Oh, we...
Did you get attached to it?
We knew it had to be sold, so...
Yeah.
Even though it was our pet, we'd rather sell it than have them butcher it.
Yeah, I guess. And did you have electricity at that point?
Electricity? No. When did we get electricity? I know we have coal oil lamps, electric gas lamps. You know, those gas lamps where you'd pump the air into them. And yeah. They had mantles on them. We had gas lamps, coal oil lamps. No, when I was home, they never got the electricity. They got it afterward, came in. So we had to get the lamps ready before dark. And be ready when it got dark, we could light the lamps.
And in the wintertime, I guess you'd have to be ready in the morning, too.
Well, yes. They'd light the lantern to go out and do chores. Yes, we lived the way everybody else did.
Yeah. So what's your favorite memory from school?
From school? Well, we'd have a one-room school, one teacher, grades 1 to 8.
I mean when you were the teacher.
Well, when I was a teacher, actually I had grades 1 to 8
right.
when I taught. I went to Camrose Normal School in 35-36, so they weren't much different than when I went to school.
Do you have any special memories of school when you were teaching? Any kids that stand out in your mind or... Parents or?
Well, I liked the country schools because the children were glad to come together and see each other and play. And
they wanted to go to school.
They wanted to come and see their chums.
That's good.
I liked the country schools.
Yeah, it's not always that way now.
No, I had a town school before I quit, and it was a bit different. They weren't as easy to manage.
Yes, yes. I can understand that, yeah. So how many years did you teach?
Oh, I think I only taught about 8 years.
And then you quit because you got married?
I got married.
Did you quit because you didn't need the money, or you were tired of teaching?
I didn't want to teach anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. I've talked to a few people now who have done the same thing.
Pardon
as you.
Me?
I've talked to a number of people who have done the same thing as you have, who've taught for a while and then decided that that's enough. And before retirement time, they decided to stop. Did you notice any big changes? And the big change, I guess, you saw in the schools was between the country school and the city school.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you teach in the city schools?
Just a town, not a city, just a town school. Monitor. I don't know whether I taught any more than 1 year in Monitor, one or 2 years, town school. The children weren't as easy to handle as the country children, because the country children were glad to see each other, and, you know, they...
It was more of a special social event for them.
Yeah, right. They'd come and glad to see each other. And
yeah. Did you see any big changes happening over the course of the years that you taught with the country schools?
I think it was about the same.
Pretty consistent, eh? Yeah.
I think it was pretty well the same.
And was it all, what kind of nationalities did you teach?
Oh, yes,
ones,
there
or?
Were some. I had French. I had a little French girl that stayed with me in the teacherage because her district was closed. That was interesting. I didn't have a phone, but she'd go to the neighbors and phone. It was all French. I didn't know what she was talking about. She'd phone her mother. And
and where did you meet your husband?
And I met him when I was teaching one of these schools. He was a farmer. Actually, the farmer he was working for was in a different district. But when we would have dances or anything, he would come up to the dances, school dances. You know, we'd have a Christmas concert and a dance, and sometimes there'd be Saturday dances in the school.
Right.
And he would come up and...
Just to see you.
Yeah, that's where we met. So.
That's nice. That's special.
Yeah, he was... And then he got so he'd come and bring a saddle horse so we could go back. We could ride horseback. And down, how far was it? I think Monitor was about 10 miles away. There was a town, Caremere, closer, but Monitor was a bigger town, and sometimes we would ride, because my sister and her husband, he was a teacher, my sister's husband was a teacher in Monitor, and sometimes we would ride horseback to Monitor on weekends, you know.
Right. Sounds very romantic.
We'd get our horses, and they were saddle ponies from where he was working, two saddle ponies. And I remember he wouldn't let the one I was riding get started. He said, if that horse gets started running, there's no stopping it.
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't let me start out fast.
So how old were you when you met your husband?
Oh, how old? I don't even remember that. No idea how old I was. I was still single.
How about this? About how do you have any idea how long you were married?
I never
Is that a
kept,
tough question too?
I never kept track. I never kept track of it. I'm 100 years old, you know.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Yeah, I'm 51 and there's a lot of stuff I can't remember either, so I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And do you have children of your own?
Pardon me?
Do you have children of your own?
Yes. I had two daughters. The oldest one passed away, but she left me three granddaughters. She had cancer of the lungs. She was a smoker. She started smoking too young. my oldest girl. Yeah. You know, at that time, the young people were smoking so much. And
yeah.
Anyway, she had cancer of the lungs, but she left me 3 granddaughters. And my other daughter still living, and she had 4 children. So I've got quite a few grandchildren.
That's nice.
And some great-grandchildren.
That's nice. Yeah. So do you get to see them once in a while?
Yes, they're not too far away. Well, my oldest girl, the 3 girls she has, one's in Winnipeg and one's in Vancouver and one's on the island, so I don't see those 3 very often. But I hear from them, and we did get together not long, a few years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when they're that far away, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't see each other very often.
So you must have had a TV coming on. The TV came in when you were young, or when you were a little older?
We didn't have a TV. We used to listen to the radio. I remember, what was that show we used to always have to watch on Saturday night? Radio. I forgot the name of it.
That's okay. What was it about?
It was just a family show, It was about a family and what they were doing. And
sort of a story?
Yeah. It was all the same people and what they were doing. And, yeah, we used to listen to the radio. I know I had a radio. Everybody didn't even have a radio in those days. And I had a radio in the teach region. Different ones would come and to listen to my radio. And that was one show they liked to watch, was like a family show. I don't know what the name of it was.
That's okay. So yeah, you must have electricity at one time in there.
Yeah, for the radio.
For the radio, and yeah.
Well, a battery. We had a battery.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, I had to buy a battery for the radio. And I know one place I boarded with a lady, and she didn't have a radio. So she bought the battery so she could listen whenever she wanted
right. To
my radio.
Oh, and you just loaned her the radio. And
I had my radio, and when I was away at school, she could listen to these daytime stories. But she'd buy the battery so she could use my radio.
So have anything you remember special about your husband?
Oh, Jim was a hard worker. He liked horses. He was a good mechanic.
I think most farmers are pretty good mechanics,
I think. They got to fix everything themselves.
Yeah, I think so.
He was a man of all trades. He could fix things and drive machinery and drive horses.
And what brought you to Athabasca?
It was Monitor, Alberta. You know Consort?
Okay.
Provost is the town north, but Consort was the next line south, and Monitor was next to Consort, east. It was not too far from the Saskatchewan border. It was that same line. Yeah, we lived at Monitor.
And then you decided to move into Athabasca when your husband was still alive?
He worked on the Alaska Highway.
Oh.
You remember how they had to rush and get that Alaska Highway built? Because they thought who was coming in? They were going to keep the enemy out, whatever it was. He worked on the Alaska Highway. And on his way home, he stopped in Colinton because he knew some people there. And they said, well, the storekeeper here wants a driver. So he went to the store and got the job, so he didn't come home. And the job was a truck driving job. He would haul freight from the farmers to the town and then load up with groceries and bring them home to it was Flynn's store, bring the groceries home to the store. So he had a good job. So he worked at that, and at that time there were no houses available to live in. But wasn't there a war on? And when the war was over, the people went to what whatever job they wanted, and there was a house available. So they let him take their truck and truck me up here to Colinton because there was a house available.
Colinton.
And so we came to Colinton. He was trucking for Flynn's store, and they let him take their truck down to Monitor to get all our things and move up here to Colinton.
So that must have been quite a big change for you.
Well, I had been here, but I had come up a few times when he was working because he was staying in the hotel and driving for Flynn's, driving their truck. So anyway, we got a house, so we moved up here. And then about that time, he got a job on the highway. And so he was doing road work on the highway. So he wasn't home that much. He was wherever they were building the highway. So
you spent a lot of time by yourself then at that time?
Yeah, but yeah. I was in town. And
you felt pretty safe?
Oh, yeah. I was in town. I had my daughter. I had the one daughter. After that, I got another daughter, which I still have. My oldest daughter passed away. So anyway, I was okay. I soon made friends, taught school a little bit, substitute taught, because I didn't want to take a school. So I would fill in if they were needing for a few months or a few weeks. I didn't want to teach all the time. So it was good to have a little money coming in,
sure.
Teach a little bit.
Well, maybe we'll stop it here for a sec. I'm sorry.
Getting all that? Were you listening to all that in there?
I was.
Ooh.
That's good. We got lots of good stuff. Is there anything that you'd like to take out?
No, I don't think so.
I think we got it all. We can keep going for a while. It'll go for, I think, about 2 hours.
I didn't tell you any lies.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't. That's one thing. No, I'm sure you didn't. And how do you like living here at the old age home?
I'm sorry,
it's not an old age home, is it? It's a lodge.
Yeah, it's a lodge.
My apologies.
I'm living a life of luxury.
Yeah.
I got my room, I got my nice yard to look out, and everything's done for me, and I'm living a life of luxury.
Yeah, so you're enjoying life.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, and you have friends here and stuff?
I've got good friends. Yeah, I made friends with everybody that lives here.
So tell me about,
I know them all anyway.
Right. Tell me about your birthday party.
My birthday party, oh, that was a huge thing. It wasn't just my family, it was a house full of people.
Well, 100 is that's a pretty major milestone. That's pretty good. So that's a nice age.
Well, my brother is 102. He broke his foot, so he's in a wheelchair. But he's got his mind. He can play crib.
Yeah, and you're still sharp. So what kind of stuff do you do here for fun?
For fun? Well, I still play crib. We did art. Do you see my art? That's my artwork.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We had
the Northern Lights.
We had art classes. A lady came in, and that's supposed to be the Northern Lights.
It does look, that's what I thought of right away. That's very, very nice. That's
and
very
that
nice.
Other one is just a waterworks one.
Watercolor.
Yeah, it's just watercolor.
Well, my dear, I suggest to you that you keep doing art because you seem to be good at it.
Well, there was somebody teaching us.
It makes it a little bit easier, eh? But still, you have to have a certain amount of talent to be able to be that good.
Yeah, that's there was a lady that taught us. We used to, every Monday night, I think, we went for art classes.
Is there anything else that you'd like to touch base on before we close up and wrap it up here?
I can't think of anything. What would you like to know?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm out of questions for you. But I thank you for your time.